Praise the name of the Lord. It is good to be here this morning again. And we praise God for what God is doing in the house. Praise the name of the Lord. I like to deeply appreciate God and his servants,
the
apostle and the leader of this great ministry in
Asepsia,
and the privilege of this enormous tax, that I don't believe I am qualified, but I'm in grace for it. I want to deeply appreciate our daddy. May God continue to increase him more and more. In the name of Jesus. This morning, we are going to be listening to some great Nigerians giving great stories. These are entrepreneurial stories. In spite of all odds, in spite of all the challenges within the Nigerian system, these great Nigerians, they started something. And I believe God that as you listen to those stories, the light of God will shine upon you. I say the light of God will shine upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please help me to welcome Sister Fumi Peters, who is one of the awardees of our programs. Please, let's clap for Jesus.
Good morning, church. My name is Fumilola Peters. I am the CEO of Fumbeat Products and Services. Fumbeat Products and Services is a full service manufacturing and event planning company. We are into the production of organic and healthy drinks. Such as
Zobo,
ginger juice, healthy Chapman, and we are also into the event planning packages of catering. Event decorations. We handle home cooking services, indoor and outdoor catering services. And our Zobo drink is majorly tailored towards maintaining an excellent weight. My story actually is a story of passion to profit. As a young teenager back then, I really love to cook. Anybody that knows me very well, I love to cook. And my mother taught me how to make this Zobo drink. Whilst I was still in secondary school then, I would make the Zobo juice and make sumptuous meals. Family members and friends will come, they'll visit and eat. And they will ask, my parents, who made this sumptuous meal? And they will say, it's my darling daughter. And since then, my friends, family members and siblings have been calling me Yameto, Olowo, Shibi and the like. Then in March 2016, I sat back and I told myself that for me, look, everybody that eats your food, either at home, in your husband's house, or in the family, or in any event, always ask for more. Anybody that tastes this drink, always ask for more. And I told myself, why don't you package this drink into a product, as a product to sell? Then I gathered all my incomes, all my savings from my 9-to-5 job that I do. And I got the total of 20,000 naira capital. And I started out this business of production of drinks, Zobo, Chapman, smoothies, and organic drinks generally. And after I started, I was making profit from home. Schools and restaurants and homes and even family and friends started buying the package of my drinks. And right there and then in my kitchen, I sold out almost 80,000 pieces within 1 year. Last year, I heard about the Young Entrepreneurship Challenge of PES. And I decided to apply. As we went through the screening and the training program, after the business pitch that we made, I emerged the third place winner. And through the training and mentorship with the fund support that I got from PES, I was able to get some other equipment for my business. And my business has since grown to a better position in the industry. And Compi products and services has also since then gotten other grants from private organizations, such as the Yale Foundation, the Flower Plus International. We got another grant from them. And recently, to the glory of God, Pompey Products and Services emerged as one of the top 20 winners at the top 100 SME, in Nigeria. I want to give the glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to also thank God that after 2 years, the business has been able to yield profit in 7 digits. I want to also seize this opportunity to thank my father in the Lord, my husband, and the leadership of PES, For the great platform they have given to young entrepreneurs like me. I want to also advise any aspiring or upcoming entrepreneur that is here today. I want to tell you, my brothers and my sister, that you can do it. You can do it. Take the first bold step of faith. Follow your passion and your talent. Get training and assistance. With patience, persistence, and prayers, you will get there one day in Jesus' name. Thank you all. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise the name of the Lord. Wonderful testimony. If only I have this, I will do that. That is the story of many young people. If I have 1 million, I will start my own business. If I have 500, I will start my own business. This is a graduate that started with just
20,000.
Stories are powerful. Stories are realities. This is not preaching time. This is practical. But as a church, we must know
this.
The enemy wants us to believe that what we need to turn our dreams to reality are things that we do not have. All she had was 20,000. Do you remember that story of Elisha and that widow woman? The woman started telling the stories. My husband died as a pastor in debt. And Elisha did not listen to all that. All Elisha asked was, what is in the house? There are people here this morning. What God is asking you is that what is in your hand? What is in your house? We must shift away from not enough mentality. Not enough. This money is not enough. This thing is not enough. What the Lord is asking you, just start something. And as you do that, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Please know this. She said, my mother assisted me. She said, the church too assisted me. You cannot release your potential for financial success until you recognize the potentials in people and in things God has positioned around you. You must recognize the potential in the group you are. You must recognize the potential in the house fellowship you are going. You must recognize the potential in the person you are sitting with every Sunday in the church. You must learn how to collaborate. Are you among those people? I've been in MFM for 15 years. And I'm doing nothing. Do you know anybody in MFM? I don't know anybody. I just come every Sunday and go. You can't realize the fullness of your potential that way. And I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
I
want to listen to the last story. This one is a very amazing one. You know, about 3 Sundays ago, somebody was talking beside me. And he said, please, bro, can you please help my son? He said, the problem my son is having is this. He wants to be an entrepreneur. He wants to start his own business. But unfortunately, he doesn't have money. I tried to convince the sister that your son does not need money before he can start business. But I'm sure with these stories now, your sister will understand what we are talking about. Please join me to welcome Sister Tinu Eze. Thank you.
Good morning, church. My name is Tatino Olaheze. I'm the CEO of PSK Concepts. It's a factory that produces t-shirts. Sportswear. Polos. And corporate shirts.
Ati awon shirt ti a le wo lo ibi ise.
PSK Concept started with a visit to a federal school.
Ile ise mi bere pelu ibro si ile eko ti ijoba gbogbogbo kan.
I went to visit a friend there.
Ore kan ni mo lo bewo nibe.
But I overheard their sports coordinator discussing with the committee.
Mo wa gbo ti eni ti ise akoso ere idaraya won ba igbimo.
There are challenges of getting sportswear for their students, which are over 3,000 students. And 600 staff. I interrupted their discussion. And I told them I can supply them the wear. Even though I've never been in such business before. While they were discussing, I was just coughing through the neck. Looking for where to get 3,000 sportswear and 600 for staff. I got a contact online and I immediately chatted the guy up while they were discussing. While they are doing their discussion, the guy sent me the pictures of the wear, sent me the prices, and within 30 minutes I bargained with the guy. In my head, I quickly formed a business name. I confidently told the committee, I'm the CEO of PSA Concepts, Switching and School Kids Concepts. We supply t-shirts. I was just doing everything as if I've been into the business for over a decade.
He asked
me for a quotation. Immediately I went out of the school, I branched a business center. I did a design of letterhead paper. And I made the quotation within 30 minutes.
àwọn iye owó tí mo fẹ́ gbà fún àwọn aṣọ náà.
When I submitted it to the coordinator.
Nígbà tí mo fi fún alákòóso àwọn eré ìdárayá
wọn. He said this lady is serious, she can do it.
Ó ní alábìrin ìmọ̀ tó ń ṣe yóò lè ṣiṣẹ́ yìí.
Immediately he asked for my account number.
Lọ́gbọ́n ó bèèrè nọ́mbà ilé ìfowópamọ́sí mi.
I told him my business account number is under process.
Mo ní à. Ilé ìfowópamọ́sí mi nọ́mbà rẹ̀ sì jáde wọ́n bá mi ṣe lọ lọ́wọ́.
But I have a personal account number.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo ní ilé ìfowópamọ́sí tààrà mi tí mo lè fún yín.
Within 5 minutes it transferred over $1 million to my account.
Láàárín ìṣẹ́jú márùn-ún Ọlọ́run wà lójú iṣẹ́. Wọ́n ti fún mi ní owó tó lé ní mílíọ̀nù kan náírà.
And within 3 days I was able to supply them 3,000 sports wears.
Láàárín ọjọ́ mẹ́ta, mo ti fún wọn ní aṣọ eré ìdárayá 1,000.
And polo shirt for their staff.
Àti aṣọ fún àwọn olùkọ́ wọn pẹ̀lú.
He told me they needed to print on it.
Wọ́n wá sọ fún mi pé àwọn yóò ti orúkọ sí.
As usual, I went back to my phone.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìṣe mi, mo lọ sórí ẹ̀rọ alágbèéká mi.
I got where I can do printing.
Mo lọ sórí ẹ̀rọ alátagbà, mo wá ibi tí mo ti lè tẹ̀.
And I saw different types of printing that can be on fabric.
Mo wá rí onírúurú títí orúkọ sí aṣọ tí ó wà lórí ibẹ̀.
Confidently I told them 5 types of printing they can do on their sportswear.
Pẹ̀lú ìgboyà ni mo fi sọ fún onírúurú títí orúkọ sí aṣọ tí wọ́n lè ṣe
kí ọ̀nà máa fún. He forwarded another amount to my account.
Wọ́n tún fowó mìíràn ṣọwọ́ sí ilé ìfowópamọ́ sí.
Telling me to do the printing on the shirt.
Wọ́n ní kí n ti orúkọ sí aṣọ náà.
Within a week I was able to deliver back to the school.
Láàárín ọ̀sẹ̀ kan mo kó aṣọ wọn padà lọ fún wọn.
After the contract I sat down.
Lẹ́yìn tí mo ṣe lé mo wá jókòó.
I went to register my business.
Mo lọ fi orúkọ ilé iṣẹ́ mi sílẹ̀.
Fortunately the name is still available in CAC.
Orúkọ yìí mo ilẹ̀ lò níbi tí a ti forúkọ sílẹ̀ lórílẹ̀-èdè yìí.
But I had a challenge while supplying the first one.
Mo ní ìpèníjà nígbà tí mo kó aṣọ ìyíra kìíní lọ.
They wanted a wear that would not have either Adidas or Nike print on it.
Wọ́n fẹ́ aṣọ tó jẹ́ wípé kò ní ní àwọn orúkọ àwọn ilé iṣẹ́ kan tí wọ́n ṣe jáde lórí rẹ̀.
But just their school logo.
Ṣùgbọ́n kó jẹ́ ìyàmì ìdánimọ̀ ilé ẹ̀kọ́ tiwọn nìkan.
So after the first contract I sat down and I made researches on how to locally produce T-shirt in mass in Nigeria.
Lẹ́yìn tí mo ti kó aṣọ àkọ́kọ́ lọ fún wọn, wọ́n jòkó mo wá ronú bí mo ṣe lè kó ẹ̀wù ìdárayá lọ fún wọn eléyìí tí a ṣe ní orílẹ̀-èdè yìí.
With the first profit I bought some industrial machine.
Pẹ̀lú èrè tí mo kọ́kọ́ ní àárín àkọ́kọ́, mo ra àwọn ẹ̀rọ àwọn ohun tí a fi ránṣọ ní ọ̀nà tí ó pọ̀.
And I got some people that sold for me.
Mo wá gba àwọn ènìyàn tí ó máa bá mi ránṣọ náà.
By the grace of God, we've sown for different schools and organizations across the nation.
Sí orí ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run báyìí, à ń ránṣọ fún onírúurú ilé ẹ̀kọ́ àti ilé iṣẹ́ ní jákèjádò orílẹ̀-èdè Nàìjíríà.
When I heard about the PEF Get Connected of 2018.
Nígbà tí mo gbọ́ nípa àsopọ̀ iléeṣẹ́ ìfúnṣẹ́ yìí pẹ̀lú àwọn tó mójútó okòwò lórí òkè yìí.
With the mindset to learn, I just put in for the competition.
Mo lọ forúkọ mi sílẹ̀ fún ìfigagbága náà.
And I said to myself, even though I don't win the competition, I know I will learn more.
Mo wá sọ fúnra mi pé bí mi ò sì ẹ̀jẹ̀ wípé mo jáde gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀kan nínú àwọn tí ó borí, wọ́n tún ní ìmọ̀ kún ìmọ̀.
So why they were doing the screening?
Nígbà tí wọ́n ṣe kí wọ́n máa yẹ̀ wá wò fínífíní fún ètò náà.
Because I was number 8.
Torí mo wà ní òǹkà kẹjọ.
As usual, I saw what they were asking others.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìṣe mi, mo lóhun tí wọ́n béèrè lọ́wọ́ àwọn tó kù.
They were asking them about their turnover, their pricing, their costing and all of that.
Wọ́n béèrè nípa bí wọ́n ṣe ń ṣe òwò yìí sí iye tí wọ́n gbé lẹ̀ àti èrè wọn àti ohun gbogbo mìíràn tó jọ mọ́ òwò.
As at then, I don't really know more about business. I'm just doing it that let's just do business and make money.
Nítèmi èmi ò tilẹ̀ mọ gbogbo àwọn àgbékalẹ̀ nípa òwò. Èmi ni pé ká ṣiṣẹ́ owó wọlé.
So as they were screening others, I was trying to calculate my price, my costing, my turnover and all of that.
Bí wọ́n ti bèrè lọ́wọ́ àwọn ẹlòmíràn, mo tètè fi ọpọlọ mi ṣí iye tí mò ń gbé ọjà mi sílẹ̀, iye tó ná mi láti ṣe àti iye ìgbà tí mo fi ń ṣe òwò náà.
So confidently when it got to my turn, I was just giving to them as if I've done it far back from home.
Pẹ̀lú ìgboyà ni ìgbà tó kàn mí, pẹ̀lú ìgboyà ni mo fi ń dá wọn lọ́wọ́ àwọn ìbéèrè mi. Ìgbé àtilé ni mo ti múra wá.
So during the competition, I learned how to cost my product.
Ní ìgbà tí a ṣe ìfigagbága náà,
learned how to know whether my business is making profit or not. And by the grace of God, I came third during the competition.
So I
bought some of our products here. This is a cardigan for a school. It's locally made in Nigeria. This is a t-shirt for a school for a competition.
It's
locally made in Nigeria. I thank God for the privilege given to me by first.
And I thank
God for my Father in the Lord.
And
shortly we diversified into making components bags
too.
So like my colleague had said, you can do it. With God on your side. Because we have a God that answered by fire. Thank you, God bless you.
Shout hallelujah. It is amazing. She went to visit somebody. And then she had some people talking. You know, we have been taught in this church that when opportunity means preparation, success appears. Already she was praying in the house. And then she smelled opportunities. She grabbed it with the two hands. There are many of us that is here. Opportunities are around us every day. My prayer for you is this. As the light of God shine upon you, you will see opportunities. In the name of Jesus. The sister said, I can do it. Our daddy in the Lord taught us a principle. You remember the principle? A closed mouth is a closed destiny. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. In business school, we will say it like this. If you are afraid to talk about money, if you are afraid to talk about money, you cannot have money. And the Yoruba people will put it in another language. The beginning of poverty. The beginning of poverty is inability to speak out. It is now for you to be courageous. The sister is all, it's courage. Courage to say, I can do it. Most times, courage and pain, they give back to destiny. Courage is a currency we spend in the business world. When prayer goes with strategy. It brings out success. Major problem we are having is this. We do pray. But our prayer, we do not add it with strategy. It is your prayer that should bring forth strategy to get things done in your life. I pray that the Lord will help us. We round up by praying this prayer. And I want the church to stretch their body for a few minutes. So we please stand up. You will pray this prayer for yourself. This is Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. It's a place where destiny has been given birth to. On Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. And there shall be holiness. The sons of Jacob will possess their possession. Are we ready to pray the prayer to move us to another level? I want somebody to shout with a loud voice like this. Oh Lord, my Father, in your mercy, let my opportunity appear in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, bless us mightily in this service. Do that which only you can do. Crown this service with blessing. Let everyone go home with wonderful blessings. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let somebody say loud amen. Please take your seat. God bless you. I appreciate the Almighty God for this honor to stand here. And also I appreciate my Father and the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This morning, we are looking at the topic that will drive us into some aggressive prayer. And it is what I titled Moving from Labor to Favor. So this service is a movement service. This service is a movement service. Some people will be moved from the back, and heaven will move them forward. Some people will be moved from the dark, because the enemy has kept some people in obscurity. They are talking, nobody is hearing them. They are moving, nobody is seeing them. Such people, heaven will move them out of the dark. And those who are settled permanently at the territory. That place is not where you are supposed to be. And this service is also for you. The Lord will move you by fire, by force. In Jesus' name. We are going to read two scriptures. Two scriptures. Psalm 44. Psalm 44. Verse 3. Psalm 44, verse 3. Are we there? I read, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Neither did their own harm save them. But thy right hand.
And thy hand.
And the light of thy countenance. Because thou hast a favor unto them.
He
said these people did not get the land.
They
didn't get their possession. By sword. By fighting. How did they get it?
See,
the Lord gave them favor. They got it by favor. The next scripture we are reading is in the New Testament. Luke chapter 1. Verse number 28. Luke chapter 1. Verse 28. Are we there? 28. And the angel came unto her and said, hey!
Alafia.
Hey means look.
Whoa.
Attention. Hey!
Whoa.
Thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Let me turn to somebody by your side and say, hey, my brother. Your voice is not loud enough. Say, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Among the people. Amen. Amen. What we are saying here this morning is that for success in life, for greatness in life, as much as hard work is very important, you cannot push aside favor. Favor is very, very important. Favor is very, very important. And every human being on the surface of the head, you are either operating by favor or operating by labor. There are people are on this head. Anything they must get, it must be by struggling. It must be by perspiration. It's a lot of sweat. It's a lot of hardness. They have to fight. They have to work before they can achieve little things. They need a lot of energy. To such people, I am praying this morning. That by the virtue of your presence here this morning, the Lord shall move you from labor to favor. Favor means acceptance. Means goodwill. Means little effort. Brings results. Mean people go out of their way. Mean you are accepted where you go. Mean people give you what you want. God said to his people, say, it is time for you to leave Egypt. But if I allow you to go like this, you will be empty. Say, but I will not allow you to go out empty handed. Say, I will give you favor. He didn't give them money. He only gave them favor. And as they got the favor of God, they moved forward. They went to the Egyptians. Because how on earth? How on earth will the people tell you that they are going and they are not coming back? And then the same people will come to you and say, give me your money. I need your jeep. I need your car. Give me that gold. And you will mumuciously give it to them. No. Because the favor of God was upon them. Those people just gave it to them. Somebody is hearing me now. I don't know where you are. But as the Lord lives, and as the Spirit lives, the Lord is moving you from level to favor. Listen. One day of favor is better than 1 year of hard labor. The people we celebrate today, whether in the Bible days or in our contemporary world, are not different from any other person. Apart from the favor of God on their life. What is it that single out Joseph? Favor of God. What is it that makes Esther great? The favor of God. What is it that makes Mordecai an important personality? Just the favor of God. What about Moses? Favor of God. David. Favor of God. The Bible said about Daniel. Daniel chapter 1 verse number 9. Say God brought Daniel into favor before the people. I mean, the people that will decide your case. The people who will have a say over your life. Imagine you are going for an interview. And then the panels are seated. Imagine the Lord goes ahead of you. And then he has just softened the ground. Somebody is hearing me. Beginning from today, if you can shout it loud enough, you will walk in favor. The first thing you need to know is that one day of favor is better than 1 year of hard labor. Favor makes your life on earth worthwhile. Favor will color your destiny. That's what we are saying. Number three, favor can be obtained. Favor can be obtained. Luke chapter 2 verse 52. Our Lord and our Master, Jesus, the Bible says, he had favor. The Bible says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in status and in favor with God. So favor can be obtained. These people obtained favor. Esther obtained favor. David obtained favor. Moses obtained favor. Joseph obtained favor. And number four, favor does not leave you wherever it met you. He cannot leave you wherever he met you. He met Moses at the backside of the desert. And he took him to the top. Apostle Paul on his way to Damascus. He became a great apostle. Esther was an orphan.
Esther, your mom was born.
Because many people became great because of their parents. Some inherit the money of their parents. But Esther had none. No parents. But then favor took her to the very top. Joseph.
Joseph who?
It was a prison. That favor met him. And straight. Favor took him to the palace. What is favor? And I want you to listen. Number one. Favor is the oil of ease. When favor is on you, stress cease. Struggle cease. Sweat cease. The same work that oil does inside the engine. The same work that oil does in the engine of your car. Because in the engine there are different kind of iron. But the oil allows them to work freely. Without friction. The car moves smoothly. When the oil of favor is on you, you discover that life, you achieve greatness with ease. You achieve what that are achieving with hardness, with ease. You do what you are doing with ease. Of course, we saw this in the life of David. David fought 66 battles. He did not lose any of them. He fought them with ease. He didn't lose any of his
hand.
He didn't lose any organ of his body. He fought those battles with ease. That is favor. The favor of God was upon Joshua. He went into the battle. When the night was falling, he prayed, said, Lord, if the night falls, this enemy will under that the cover of darkness.
So
please allow the day to be prolonged. God said, so be it. Not only that, God took over the battle from Joshua. And for the first time, God began to rain down stones on the head of the enemy. We saw the people that enjoy favor. Everything they do it with ease. I'm praying for somebody right now. The grace of ease. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Nobody see you sweating. And then nobody denies your results. They didn't see you sweating. And yet they can't deny your results. And they wonder how it's been done. I mean, you become an amazement. But we are all human beings now. I mean, we all sleep and wake up the same time. So what is special about you? Somebody is hearing me today. In a short time from now, somebody will ask you, how are you doing it? Receive that grace! Number two. What is favor?
Kini oju rere?
Favor is receiving without asking.
Oju rere ni keni o riba lai bere.
Receiving without asking.
Riba lai bere.
It was Jesus who said.
Jesus Oluwalomi.
He said, I am sending you to go and reap.
Oni mo oran yin lati lo pore.
He said, you were not the one who planted.
Eyin ko le tin ko. He
said, but go there.
Sugbon lo sile.
Harvest. John 4:38. Let go there. And when you get there, go and harvest. Brothers and sisters, you can reap where you didn't sow. Because Jesus said so. If all that you have now, what you got by yourself, that's not favor. Other people's idea. Other people's connection. People can use their whole money to help you. People can give you their platform, their connection, their position to help you. And I pray, if you believe that from today, other people's money, other people's connection, receive it in the name of Jesus. What is favor? It's called kindness and friendliness. People just, they are just kind. Towards you. They just endorse you. They just accept you. They just approve what you want. They just speak well of you. They just recommend you to somebody. David was a son of Jesse. If it is left at that, it will never smell palace. Something had happened in the palace. The king became mad. The man became crazy. And it was embarrassing everybody. And so all the cabinet, they now sat together. The madness of our king. We need to do something about it. And a decision was taken. Well, we are going to look for somebody who has skill to play musical instrument. Because if the person plays with skill, and that the king will be normal. So, in that cabinet meeting, somebody stood up. Say, I know somebody. They said, who is the person? He said, David. The son of Jesse.
He's
a nice boy.
He's
very kind.
He's
a good boy. That's what it means. Somebody to speak well about you. You were not there. But the person is there.
He
became your voice. Let somebody who is hearing me now, beginning from today, let the Lord raise a voice for you. Where you don't have a voice, let the Lord raise a voice for you. One day, David woke up in his palace. He said, I am looking for somebody from the lineage of Jonathan. He said, for what? I just want to show him the kindness of the Lord. I just want to help the person. Listen to me, people of God. there are people that God can make them sleepless. They just become restless.
Wow, need me sleeping.
They just discover that sleep is not coming.
Why are we doing all move? What's all you want?
And the next thing is, what is the reason for this lack of sleep?
Oh, talk on it. Oh, show for five. Let's worry.
And God will say,
oh, you are with me.
What is your name?
Kiyonkare.
Mention your name. Let me hear your name.
Kiyonkare.
Shout your name louder.
Kiyonkare.
Say that your jeep. Go and give it to him.
Awike jeep re oko bogini yen lo fi fun.
Your house in number 55.
Ile re to wa ni oju.
That's the person you should go and give it to.
O ya lo fi fun eni na.
And that was what David did.
Oh, did that finish any?
When David called his men,
they
were wondering, why does he want to show the person kindness? And more so, they said, the person you are talking about is a lame
man.
He doesn't have legs.
He's
an handicapped person. Why don't you do it to somebody who is well endowed? David said, I don't care whether he's handicapped, whether he's blind, go and fetch him for me. And when they brought the man, it was true. No legs. David said, I don't care.
Say,
from today, you are going to be eating with me on the dining table as the king of Israel. Only favor could have done that. The man with long legs dining with the king of the land. I speak to somebody right now. It doesn't matter where you are. Anyone who is ordained for you, from today, he will look for you. He will look for you. I say he will look for you. He must look for you. Listen, what is favor? Number four. Favor is divine selection. Nobody can explain how God does it. David was not the most qualified. It was Eliab that was supposed to be, you know, anointed. But God went to the back. He went to the back and picked David. It's called divine selection. It's called divine selection. Out of thousands of people gathered, Jesus just went out of thousands of sick people that was at the pool of
Bethesda.
Jesus just went straight to one man and said to him, do you want to be
healed?
And the man didn't understand. He was telling story.
Say,
do you want to be
healed?
And before you say anything, the man became whole. It was not only Peter that fished all night.
It
was not only Peter. There were other, the Bible says there were other boats there. But Jesus went straight, leaving others, and went straight to Peter. And use Peter's boat. And when he has finished using the boat of
Peter,
and I said to Peter, say, now launch
on the side.
What we are saying here is not about your qualification. If you have ever read the epistle of Apostle Paul, it will tell you, I don't qualify for this position. I mean, God just chose me. God just select me. So it's not about your qualification now.
Esther.
God just beat her. And the Bible says, if you read Luke chapter 4 verse
25,
it says there were many widows
in Israel.
In the days of Elias,
this
is none of them was the prophet sent except to that woman, the widow of Sarephath. There were many widows there. God just singled that widow. He said there were many lepers. In the days of Haman. He said, but it was only Haman that Elisha was sent. It was only Naaman that Elisha was
saying.
What is favor? Favor is rules, procedures, and regulations being suspended. There are rules, but it's just that you must be accommodated. You go to a wall, you go for interview. Sorry. It seems you don't have the qualification we are looking for. But later on they say, well, the way we are looking at you, something is
saying,
we need you. So in spite of you not qualified,
we're
going to pick you. That's what it's called favor. When rules, procedures, regulations are momentarily suspended just to accommodate you, just to you know, take you along. What is favor? Favor is preferential treatment. Some people call it divine partiality. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says concerning Daniel. Daniel chapter 6 verse
3.
The book of Daniel chapter 6 verse 3. Daniel chapter 6 verse number 3. It says, then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was upon him.
Daniel is the boy who was one of the
and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. This was Daniel. This is a strange land. And this is Babylon. This is not his country. In fact, he came to the country as a slave. Now the king gathered all the important people in the country. When they placed Daniel side by side, they found out that Daniel was preferred. Daniel was chosen. Daniel excelled. If you read your Bible, the Bible says Daniel was found 10 times better than others. That is, they put Daniel before others. And discovered that Daniel was operating in his own class. Because the particular spirit was operating upon that. And I pray for somebody right now. That same spirit of God.
That
is called excellent spirit. Beginning from now. It shall operate upon you in the name of Jesus. What is favor? Favor is mercy. If you read your Bible, you will discover that these three words, they are almost the same. In fact, in several passages of the Bible, you see mercy, favor, and grace. They are just together. I mean, mercy is God not giving to you the judgment you deserve. Mercy is God not giving to you the judgment that you deserve. Many times we make mistakes. The same mistake ruin others. Oh, God helped you. And it looks as if you never made mistakes. No wonder. When blind Bartimaeus was praying to Jesus, he did not call on the power of Jesus. He only appealed to his mercy. You know why? You need mercy when you are not qualified. You need mercy when you don't deserve it. And all the people that appeal to the mercy of God, none of them was turned down. Somebody is hearing me right now. I don't know where you are. Receive mercy in the name of Jesus. One day, David brought the ark of God. With singing, celebration, and
worship.
And while that was going on, there was one man. He saw that the way the ark was going, the ark would fall. And the man rushed at the ark. He was not supposed to touch the ark. And the man was slew. When David saw that the man died, David said, "Is that so?" David said, "Who is the person that I want to die in this country?"
Only Tanyani, not over who the original day is.
Take the hack to his house.
Only Abia Kuteri lost his leg.
And they took the ark to the house of
Obed-Edom.
David was expecting to hear that the man had died. The man didn't die. 3 months. They told David. Said that man has become very rich. David says, "Is that so? I put the hack in his house so that he can die."
Says,
"Go and bring it." I pray for somebody. They want you to die. They want you to relocate back to the village. They will hear that God has shown you mercy. Let that amen roll like thunder. Amen. Amen. What is favor? It is called the help of God. The The Bible says,
all
good and perfect gifts
be
conformable. As a child of God, I beg you, condition your life in a way that heaven will bless you. When you receive favor from above, you become controversial. Is it the one? It's not the one. Is it the one? It's not the one. Because they were used to know you one
time.
They were used to know you before. But this person now doesn't look him.
It
doesn't look her. What has happened? Head from
above.
You become what your enemy don't want you to become.
You
know that when if God is through with you, God visits
you.
Some enemy in annoyance, they just kill themselves. Don't you think so? They just bust and die. Because they don't expect this person this way. Can I pray for somebody? The place your enemy never expected to see you. The breakthrough your enemy never expected you to handle. Receive it in Jesus' name. Favor. It's very powerful. It will make you to be accepted. To be appreciated. And to be celebrated. Favor will take you where others have not been. Favor! You will escape shame and embarrassment. Favor! You become the envy. Rather than becoming pitied of others, you become envy of others. It was Isaac actually. He heard that people were moving. And he too thought of moving. And then, but God came to him in the night. And God said, Isaac, don't move anywhere. Stay in Gerar. Here, I'll bless you. And Isaac obeyed. And God blessed him. If you read your Bible, Genesis 26. From verse 12. The Bible said, God so blessed him that the whole of
Philistines,
they envy him. Can you imagine one person that the whole of
Philistines
begin to envy him? There are different kinds of favor. There is marital favor, financial favor, material favor, career favor, health favor. Different kind of favor. I pray for somebody today. I don't know the kind of favor you need in this special 3 Sunday service. Receive your portion in the name of Jesus. Receive your portion in the name of Jesus. Look at Psalm number 102, verse 13. Psalm number 102, verse 13. He said, thou shalt arise. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her. Yea! The set time is come. Did you see it in your Bible? Okay, let's read it together. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon me, for the time to favor me. Yay! My set time has come. Okay, let me hear you read your whole. Set time.
Apoko na.
3 Sundays.
Ojo isini meta
has been declared.
Only onu ati kedere.
Special Sunday.
Ojo isini asanyo.
There are things that you are looking for.
Awon kan be ne wa.
And this is the 11th month.
Eleyi je osi kokanla.
God can give you, compensate you.
Olorun o le san fun o ju bo se lero lo.
In the few days.
Na ayan jo me lo kan.
What you not got?
Ohun ti o ri gba tele.
Is it possible?
Ijo se se bi.
When favor comes.
Nigba to ju re ba de.
There are signs.
Ami.
Number one.
Ami akoko to ri.
You operate under open heaven.
Wa ma sise labe orun to si sile.
Your heaven becomes open.
Orun re yo si.
Jesus.
Jesus.
He prayed.
Ogbadua.
He fasted.
Ogbawe.
Until heaven opened.
Titi tigbadua o fi si.
And a voice spoke.
Ohun kan si soro.
And a voice said.
O si wi pe.
This is my only begotten son.
Eyi ni omo mi kan soso.
When your heaven opens.
Nigba ti orun re ba si.
There will be flow.
Ase irorun ati
ison. There will be flow.
Ase irorun yo se.
Number 2. Increase and multiplication.
People see at the dinner.
You enjoy increase.
Wa do people see?
Not subtraction.
Kin se ko ma diku o.
You enjoy increase.
Wa ma ko see?
Number 3.
Iketa.
Prosperity.
Ise rere.
When favor comes.
Ni ma tojo re ba de.
It comes with blessings.
A ma wa pelu ibukun.
Number 4.
Ikere.
Is tangible progress.
Yo fun ni itesiwaju to se koko.
Every department of your life.
Ni gbogbo agbegbe aye re.
Number 5.
Ikarun.
You experience promotion.
Wa ni iriri igbega.
Number 6.
Ikepa.
Restoration.
Imupadabosipo.
That is the years that have been swallowed by the enemy.
Iyen ti mo ti ke awon odun ti awon ta ti gbe mi.
The Lord restore them back to you.
Oluwa yo mo pada bo fun o.
Number 7.
Ikeje.
Is the fact that the Lord will order your steps.
O ni so Olorun yo to isise re.
When you are in favor.
Nígbà tó bá bẹ nínú ojú rere.
It will take you to the particular place.
Yóò mú ọ lọ sí ibi kan ní pàtó.
Where you are supposed to be.
Níbi tó yẹ kí o wà.
And I think somebody is here today.
Mo rí pé nìkan bẹ ní ìlú òní.
What will make the difference in the next few days?
Ohun tí ó mú yàtọ̀ wà láàárín ọjọ́ mẹ́rin kan sí kàkàrà.
It's for God to take you where you are supposed to be.
Òhun ni pé kí Ọlọ́run mú ọ lọ sí ibi tó yẹ kí o wà.
Psalm 37 verse 23.
Orin Dáfídì kẹtàdínní ogójì ẹsẹ̀
ṣẹ́ ní ìdálẹ́. Of the righteous man.
Ó ní ìgbésẹ̀ ọlọ́jọjọ́.
Is ordered by God.
Òhun ni Olúwa máa ń tọ̀.
On the other hand.
Ní ìdàkejì.
When there is no favor.
Nígbà tí kò bá sójú rere.
What are the signs?
Kí ni àmì?
Number 1.
Àkọ́kọ́.
You suffer diversion.
Onírúurú ìjìyà.
Diversion of your blessing. Diversion.
Ìbùkún rẹ yóò máa lọ sí ibòmíràn.
What is meant for you?
Ohun tó yẹ fún ọ.
Is given to another.
Ẹlòmíràn máa gbà.
It's a sign of lack of favor.
Àmì àìní ojú rere ni.
It is your own. It is your own. It belongs to you.
Ti ọ ni ìwọ ló ní.
But now they give it to another.
Ṣùgbọ́n nísìnyí wọ́n fún ẹlòmíràn.
I pray for somebody.
O gbàdúrà fún ènìyàn kan.
What belongs to you?
Ohun tó jẹ́ tìrẹ.
Your portion in life.
Ìpín rẹ nínú ayé yìí.
Shall not be given to another.
Àmì yóò fi fún ẹlòmíràn.
Number 2.
Ikeji.
There will be farming of opportunity.
Iyan. Anfani yóò wà.
Opportunities are the ladders to the
top. Anfani o je atẹgun lọ sí òkè.
Opportunities what gives to us to position us to the top.
Anfani a máa fún wa ní ọ̀nà láti gbé wa lọ sí òkè.
Number 3.
Ikẹta.
Promises given to you are not kept. They promise you this and that, and they did not keep any of them. Number four. Remember, we're talking about when there's no favor. Terrible things happen to those who promise to help you. When people say this is what they will do, before they do it, tragedy will strike. Number four, you are easily used and dumped.
Five.
Good thing finishes before it gets to your tongue. Number six. When good things are about to happen to you, then this evil dream
is
a sign of lack of favor. People that won't like you, suddenly they don't want to see you. It's a sign of lack of favor. Dryness. Sign of lack of favor. Your good intentions are misunderstood. It's a lack of favor. Satanic exchange. It's a sign of lack of favor. Cobwebs attack. It's a sign of lack of favor. Wasters. It's a sign of lack of favor. But this is where we are going. Is it possible? Can favor be activated? Is there anything that we can do to activate favor? Is it possible to provoke favor? Is it possible to induce favor? Do I have a part to play to make favor work for me? Of course, yes. And that's where we are going. And this is where you need attention. The first thing you need to have favor is to become a child of God. I say again, the first thing you need to enjoy favor is to become a child of God. God is not under obligation to bless his enemy. In fact, by the time you read your Bible, the things that draw God to these people that we are talking about, the Bible will say about them. Imagine Joseph. It was Joseph who said, how can I do this evil thing and hurt God? How can I do this wickedness? How can I put my hand into this kind of sin and offend God?
Say,
let me die rather than doing it. God said, is that so? You mean you love me like this? I will take you somewhere. If you are going to be living a life of compromise, you are going to be romancing sin, rise today, fall tomorrow. The Bible says, righteousness exalts a nation. But sin will bring reproach. if you are listening to me now, and you are enjoying the life of sin, I conclude that you don't like your destiny. Because with sin in your life, you cannot rise. With sin in your life, you know what the Bible says? Psalm 45, verse 5. He said, because he loved righteousness. He said, therefore is God has risen and promoted above his equals. So, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, you know what he said? He said, even though your sin be as scarlet, though they be white as snow, or they be red as crimson, say they shall become as white as wool. That is salvation. A person can be coming to church and doesn't have salvation. A person can be, you can like a church. And you come in, you can like the sister, you can like the prayer point, you can like everything there. Because to attend the church and salvation are two different things. If you are hearing me today, Jesus is giving you this wonderful opportunity. Particularly if you believe that the remaining days of this year is your harvest time. Jesus can save anyone. He has saved prostitute before. He has saved armed robber before. He has saved hardened criminal before. Many years ago, somewhere in the east, when the church just started there, they brought one young man. And the young man introduced himself.
He said,
I am the head of the native doctor in this place.
He
said, but I want Jesus in my life. I used to think that herbalists are old people. Now, see a young man who is the head of all the native doctors. And the man gave his life to Christ. Started attending crusades. Started carrying Bible. After some time, he said, man of God, I need to relocate out of this place. He said, because these people are not happy. And he relocated. And he came to this headquarters. And anytime I came down, I see this man serving God. Wherever you are now, it's time. Say, Jesus, I hand it over. My life. Amen.
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 The Bible says, your sin will find you out.
You
can't hide it unless it is rubbed off. And the only remedy is the blood. It's the blood. That blood that has the power. And it will become clean. Say you can't hide yourself. There was a village some time ago. Amen.
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 He said, this thief.
Ole yi.
Not an armed robber, it's a thief.
Ole ni yi shati kunjali.
Doesn't walk.
Oun shise?
You know, in the village.
Ni abule.
There's no door.
Okin si le.
There's no burglary.
Osi erin.
There's no fence.
Osi ogiri.
It's an open place.
Oja yi bagede.
So people put door not because they are afraid of the arm robber. This thief, every night, he will tiptoe to people's house. He's not going to kill them. He's only going to steal something for himself. Whatever food that is left. So when he got to this house, he opened the door. As he opened the door, the man of the house, that was the time he was pressed. He wanted to go to the toilet. And you know, in the village, there's no water system. Come out from your house and face the direction you like. So the man plucked one leaf like that. Put it on the floor. And put it there. So when the thief saw him coming, he went and hid himself behind a tree. So when the man finished what he was doing, carried the something, the man who was half asleep, half awake, he just threw the thing. And the thing went to the face of the man. And the man said, even if I don't believe that God exists before, this man did not know that I am here. And the hand that made this thing, this sheet, to come to my face, that person is called God. And that day the man repented. And today the man is a preacher. You are in this service today. It is your turn. You want to enjoy favor? Bow down your heads for prayers. Wherever you are, and say, man of God, I want to step up. I am tired of struggling. I want favor from God. And you are not born again. Wherever you are, raise up your hand. I want to pray for you. You know that you are in the service. You know that the life you are living is not the life of a child of God. You know that the life you are living is contrary to the word of God. And you say, please, man of God, I have not been serious with my salvation. Although I've been going to church, but I don't have salvation. Raise up the hand. God bless you wherever you are. Raise it very well. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Those of you who are raising up the hand, can you please stand up on your feet? God bless you. Just stand up on your feet wherever you are. God bless you, brothers and sisters. The Lord bless you. I see those of you standing. The Lord brought you here today to start a new journey with you. And you will see that it's going to be different. You are going to see that life is going to change. You are going to see the hand of God on your life. God bless you, those of you are raising. Those of you are standing up on your feet. Can you please move forward wherever you are? Wherever you are, please just walk down to this altar. The people of God are waiting to receive you. And to tell you step by step how you can make success of this journey. It's not enough to mix yourself in the crowd. Even if you are at the back, just walk down to this altar. Wherever you are, just walk down to this altar. And you are saying to Jesus, I want to start afresh. I want you in my life. I don't want to play game with you again. I need salvation now. I want to be a Christian with salvation. I want to be a believer with salvation. Wherever you are, please just walk altar to this
altar.
And Jesus
yes,
is here to save you.
Oh, wani, lati gba ni la.
To give you a new beginning.
Lati fun yin ni ibere otun.
To give you a new life.
Lati fun yin ni igbe aye otun.
He's done it before.
O ti se tele.
And he wants to do it in your life.
O ti fe tun se ninu aye yin.
Those of you are standing here, can you say this prayer after me?
Eyin te duro e so gbo adura yi tele mi.
Lord Jesus.
Jesus Oluwa.
Say it after. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I am sorry the way I've been living my life. I am sorry I've been living in disobedience. I am sorry I've disappointed you several times. Father, give me another chance today. I surrender my life to you. I repent of my sin. I repent of adultery. I repent of smoking. I repent of womanizing. I repent of stealing. Jesus! Come into my life. In Jesus' name. If you are serious about that prayer, I want to join you in that prayer. And beginning from today, it's going to be a new day, a new life around you. Let us pray. Church, can you stretch your hands to these people so that the gifts of salvation can be given to them? Just stretch forth your hands to them and pray for them. Their standing today will not just be ceremonial, but it will be an encounter with Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus! Lord, we thank you for this. We ask you to lay your hands upon them. Now that they have given their life to you, make them heaven candidates. Plant the love of God in their hearts. Remove the love of this world from their life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Please, can you put your hands together for them? People of God, what will happen in the next few minutes depends on you. Heaven is set to rain down favor. I want you to position yourself. It's not late at all. Anything can happen now. I want you to pray this prayer with fire. With the voice of power. Say, faithful! After the order of Joseph. After the order of Daniel. After the order of Hester. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Favor. 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 After the order of Joseph. After the order of Daniel. After the order of Hester. Appear in my life. Appear in my life. Appear in my life. In the name of Jesus. 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 Forever. After the order of Joseph. After the order of Daniel. After the order of Hester. Appear by fire. Appear by fire. Appear by fire. Appear by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.